Okay, guys, let's begin. I will go right to the Gemara. We got a lot to do. Okay. The Gemara says, the Farish, on the bottom of Gimel and Beis, Gemara quotes a Brisa. Okay? And the Brisa runs like this. Okay? Does he use it?
He generally uses it.
Okay, go ahead. Tell him I let it just for him. Okay? All right, here we go. So the Gemara says, Beferish, it says that, Gemara has a Brisa here, and it says on the bottom, everyone got it? Let's see the Brisa on the bottom of the Gemara. Gemara says like this, Tanrabanan, thank you, that time. Gemara says in the Ritva, and Yom, I want you to read today, let's go. Let's go. Tanrabanan, it says Beferish, thank you, that time. Yes. Yes. Chotek izayis v'nosin lo. Achalo, if he eats it, mutar lecho mishkitaso. Okay? If he doesn't eat it, it's asur to eat from mishkita. Now this brisa was quoted before or was it not quoted before? Okay? Was this brisa quoted before? The Brisa quoted this, the Gemara quotes a Brisa that tells the din of Shechita, of Shechita's Kusi. On Gimel Amud Aleph, was there a Brisa that seemed similar? Was that a similar one? That's how he read the Mishnah. But that wasn't a Brisa, remember? That wasn't a Brisa, that's how he read the Mishnah. This Brisa, remember he said, Hachitani? Abai said, this is how you read the Mishnah. This is Mamish a Brisa. It was Abai putting together the Mishnah. Go ahead, so what do you have? So you have this din? What does Rashi say, Muteris? Go ahead. What does Muteris mean? Yes. Read the Ramaskil here, Yonah Pinchas. Muteris means what? Excellent. So it's Mutal Lechachila. Okay, let's see. So it's Mutal Lechachila. Excellent. Go ahead, Viter. What does Kiyotzebo mean?
Similarly.
A similar psak. Okay, Kiyotzebo means a similar psak in Aloche. Okay, a similar psak in Aloche. Go ahead. You find what? You find a. No, we're going to go with. So, Machlesh Rashi Taisis, and we're going to get back to this. It says, we said a Chiddish, Lemaisa, in Seder, Lemaisa, told the Natan. Rashi's going to define. Rashi defines a Kuri as being a string. You know, a string of bird. You have a string. You know, a lot of times I think fishermen, they put fish, they put fish on strings. So, let's say you put a bunch of Shechted birds on a string. So Rashi calls the word kuri as a string, like a bracelet or a string of what? String of things you can put the shechted birds on. Tosis argues on the top, we'll see, and he says it means a basket. What significance is that? A machleis Rashi Tosis? Yes, it is. But then we're going to see later, God willing, in Shir B'Zishem, there is significance to in Lomdis, in this machleis Rashi Tosis, how to define what the word kuri means, okay? You'll note it as a kashi in your notebook now, okay? Go ahead. So what does it say, Koteya? So what happened? There's already shechted birds on the string. So what do? You know, when you shecht a bird, the head's not yet cut off. Okay?
What do you mean?
A behemah has a and a veshet, two simonim.
Yeah.
For it to be kosher, you have to shecht both. For a oaf, all you need is simon echad, right? Okay. It has two simonim physically, only has simon echad. But when you shecht the bird, the head is still not fully off. Okay? So it's shechted. You got five birds that have shechted on the string, yes? And the head is hanging, obviously. So you know what he says? I'll cut off one of the heads and give it to him and test him. Imwat. Read again. Kotea Rosho.
Kotea Rosho
Shel
Echamehen.
Yes.
Excellent.
Excellent. If he eats it, it's Mutar Lecho Mishkitaso. Vim Lav. And if it's Aser, and if not, Lamai, the Kusi doesn't want to eat it, what's it then? It's also to eat from Mishkita, because you know what? He's obviously played games, so was it good? Because why? We know that Kusum could care less about Lif Neiver. They care about themselves only. And therefore, if it's an Avela, he won't eat it. If it's good, he's going to eat it. So therefore, he cuts off the head of one of them, and therefore we assume what? We assume that you can eat it, it's fine. Okay, we're going to see later in the Gemara, how does that show that all five are good, right? You kotea one of them, how does that show all five are shechted properly? But I want you to get the following right now, right off the bat, okay? Let's just get this. When it says you cut off its head, okay, how big is the head? How big is the head? So I want you to get this down. Rabbi Kivager writes it had to be a kazayas. Rabbi Kivager writes the head had to be a kazayas.
How much he needs to eat.
Yeah, but what do we learn? That's what I'm pointing out to you. What did we learn, Lomais, earlier? Remember we said it had to be a kazayas, not a chetzishir? Remember, because they don't believe in chetzishir? Remember we said that? Even though chetzishir is awesome in HaTorah? Rabbi Yochanan learns it out from a drasha. Rish Lakish says chetzishir is only awesome in Rabbanan. They don't believe in chetzishir. That's why we said that what? On Amar Aleph, Kimul Amar Aleph, we had to give them a test of how much a kazayas. So I want you to get this down. Rabbi Kivager writes in Dimaskim Masmis, that's what I gave you, that he says a beautiful chiddush, that you better believe that head is a what? Is considered to be a kazayas itself. Otherwise, not going to be a good test. It's a beautiful horror, Rabbi Kivager says. Okay? You better assume that it has a kazayas, the head, and therefore what? And therefore, Lamaisa, that'll be a good test for him. That's what became a Dimaskim de Mamasmes. Chazam Sofer, get it down. Got Rabbi Kivager. Chazam Sofer, Dimaskim, Kizayas, and Afgimel Ma'al says maybe it's an Aver Shalim. What's an Aver Shalim called? A Birya. There's a bunch of Dinim Yordea, okay? We're learning Chulin. So you know, for Smicha, Yordea comes from Chulin, all the Mesichta. So there's a lot of Dinim. I want you to know some of them right now. And we're going to get back to it later, Bishop. You're all familiar with the principle of Bittul Barol. We all know that, which we're going to get back to, God willing, later as well. Bittul Barol means you have three pieces of meat. Two are kosher, one is not. You got me on a Bittul? Is that the Gemara or get rid of it? Mice. Okay, so you putting your notes on your computer? Please don't do it. If it's going to do it, get the notebook. Scott's on, okay? Please. You got three pieces of meat. Two are kosher, one is not. What's the din? Bittul what? Bittul Barol. You understand that? Bittul Barov. I want you to get down in your notes the following. There really are three shittas on this halacha. I want you to know it. Yehuda, you got me? Yeah. According to the Rush, Bittul Barov, the Isser is Ne'apach Leheter. What does that mean, Isser is Ne'apach Leheter? What does that mean? That means you can eat all three at the same time. Wow.
You
can
what again?
You can eat all three at the same time. Even though you know for sure one of them, the Mitzias, is Usser. One is a quarter pounder, two are all you hamburgers. I don't care. Isser ne'apach leheter. It's amazing. Bittul Barov transforms the Isser into heter. Rosh says you can eat all three at the same time.
Isser ne'apach
leheter. It's mutter. Ochol liyachad. You can mamish eat them together at the same time. It's unbelievable, Rosh. It's a collector's item. The Rosh in the 8th Perek of Chulin. Dovi, get that down. The Rashba says no. You can only eat one at a time. Ochol, bezeh or zeh. You can only eat one at a time. Bezeh achar zeh.
What do you mean by at a time?
Meaning that you eat one.
For breakfast and one for dinner.
Exactly. Now, if you eat them three at the same time, then mamish what? You see, if you eat one in different settings, you could say, the ones I'm eating now are the kosher ones, based on the principle of Bittul Barov. Even though you're right, at the end of the day, you ate all three. No?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm just saying, the Rush is an extreme version that everything immediately becomes mutter. You can eat all three together. He says you can be ochel zech or zeh. I'm going to add on you to make it a little more palatable with Rashma. You have to be v'zorek echad. Throw one out. V'zorek echad chutz, and you assume the one you threw out was a quarter pounder. Okay? So you end up eating only two. Let's say the Rush was like that.
No.
Yeah, you could do that first. You could do that first, and that's what he wants to say to Rashba. And then there's a sheet of the Tosis Rid, who says that Shlosha Anoshim have to eat it. You can't have the same guy eat all three. I'm going to write down Shalosh Katichos. Three what? Three pieces. You got this, Natan? Shalosh Anoshim Ochlin. Meaning that the Tosis Rid cannot fathom one guy eating all three. Each guy can eat one, and they can say it's the kosher one, based on Bittul Barov. But I want you to know these three shittas.
What's the difference?
What'd you say?
It's the same, though. It's the same three pieces, meaning one of them is...
I understand, but we won't, based on the principle of Bittul Barov, though, each guy that eats it can say, I'm based on my principle of Bittul Barov.
But one of them is definitely eating something
saying,
else.
But one of them,
we don't know which one it is.
But one of them is definitely,
I know, but it's a nearer version of what Bittul Barov. It's not as extreme. When one guy eats all three, that's for sure the case.
If
We don't know which guy is doing it when all three are eating it. You understand what I'm saying? When one guy eats it, you know for sure one guy, that guy ate it. You understand what I'm saying? That's the Kiddush.
If three of them, if all three are considered kosher, what does it matter like when they eat it or who eats it?
That's what I'm saying. The mitzvahs, two are kosher, one is not. We utilize it in Bittul Barov.
I know, but...
So that's what I'm saying. What is your version of Bittul Barov here? According to the Rush, it's an extreme version. That one man can eat all three at the same time. The Rosh, but it's much more watered down. You can eat it, Zachar said, you got to throw one out. Tosfos Rid says three people can eat it. One guy can eat the three. So it's all different shades of utilizing the row. The Rush is the most what? Radical. Okay? The Rush is the most radical without a doubt. So that's the principle of the row. 1 second, Noah. So there are a bunch of dinim derabbanan in Shulchan Aruch in your day where you don't say bittul barov. Min derabbanan, we don't say it. For example, birya lo batel. What does birya lo batel mean? Let's say a cockroach falls into your cholent. The cholent's 1,000 ounces. There's one little cockroach. I don't care. There's a din derabbanan that a creature, that is a whole creature, is not batel. Done. It's a din derabbanan. We paskin, it's a din derabbanan. There is a collector's item. Tyson Bum and Sea of Alvin Bays, see the same theorizer.
So that's Birya Lo Batel.
Birya. Birya Lo Batel. Birya Lo Batel. There is a Tyson Bum and Sea of, what'd you say? Birya is a creature. The creature doesn't get nullified.
Meaning if.
Like, if you have a cockroach that fell into what? A chulant. Should be Batel or no? There's 1,000 ounces of a chulant.
So if a kazayas of pork fell in.
No, because that's not a birya. A birya is a creature, I said.
Yeah, so
special creature. Kazayas, that's Batel Barov. Yeah. I'm talking about a creature, Dovi. A creature is a, considered to be lo batel a din derabbanan. Write down in your notes, Tosa Bamitsia. What that? Vavim and Bey says that birya lo batel a din derabbanan. Okay, but we generally don't assume like that. We assume it's a din derabbanan. Then there's another topic I want to mention to you now, which we'll hopefully we'll get back to today. Chati charuya l'ischabe. What is a chatich rui liyischabe? A beautiful piece of meat. It's a beautiful piece of meat, let's say. Really a beautiful piece of meat. And it gets mixed up in the other kosher piece of meat, but it's a chatich rui liyischabe, also lo batel. Also lo batel. It's also a din derabbanan, lo batel. Okay, so there are exceptions to the rule we find sometimes.
It's a good piece of meat that got mixed up.
Real honorable, nice piece of meat that got mixed up in the other kosher ones.
What's the problem with that?
You don't say bittul barov, you say din derabbanan lo batel, because it's a chaticha ruya lischabe. So since it's such a chashuv chaticha, we do not invoke the rules of bittul.
What does that mean, a chashuv chaticha meat?
It's a nice piece of meat, you know, chashuv, that you honor someone with.
Not
just stam or raw piece
of meat.
It's
like a piece you would eat on Shabbos?
Yeah, something like that. Something that's mechubah. So a chaticha ruya lischabe is lo batel. These are din derabbanans. Okay? These are dinim derabbanan. We don't invoke the din of bittul barov. Okay?
Yeah.
So says the Chasam Sofer. We first was Noah and then Benji. Writes the Chasam Sofer in the Chidushim. This head of the bird, what was the first answer we said? Why does the head of the bird have to be a kazayas? Because otherwise, not a good test for who? For the kusi, correct? Who said that? Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You know what the Chasam Sofer says? No. The kusim hold of an aver sholim. They hold an aver sholim is considered to be a birya, and they're loke on it. And therefore, even if it's a small bird, and the head is not a kazayas, lamaisa, that would be a good enough test. So I want you to get that down. They held, halach lamaisa, the kusim hold. We don't hold like this. But the kusim hold, says the Chasam Sofer, that an aver sholim will be the same thing as a din birya. And Aver Shalim will be the same thing as a Din Birya. And therefore what? You would be loke on that, and they're scared of that. They don't eat bugs. And therefore they would think an Aver Shalim, the head of the bird, even if it's less than a Gazayas, you would still be what? You would still be Chayav for. So you don't have to say this case is what? That the head had a Gazayas. Rabbi Kiveger says that. But says the Chasam Sofer, you could say based on the principle of their wrong understanding of Birya, that if you would what? Take the head of a bird, that would be considered a birya, you'd be loket. Halacha l'maisa. So it would be a good enough test. And therefore you could say the head of the bird, it was not a what? Was not the measurement, not that of a what? Of a kazayas. Yes, no, and then Benji, go ahead.
According to Akiva Eiger, Are we choshesh that if we give the kuzi less than a kazayas, he's going to eat it and lie?
What we're choshesh, like we said, is that they'll eat less than a kazayas and therefore it doesn't show anything. It's not a good test for us. Even if it's usher, they'll eat it because they don't think there's an isser nevela l'maisa. Anything that's less than a kazayas, they think is okay. So therefore, it's not a good test, like we said. It has to be a kazayas. That's what he answers. Because if you remember on Gimel Amud Aleph, what are we giving the guy? We're not giving the guy a head. We're giving the guy a full behemoth that was a cow. It said a kazayas of the basar. Am I correct? Didn't it say kazayas of the basar?
Yeah.
Where's the lashon? Yeah, kakota kazayas basar. Talking about a behemoth here. Here we're talking about a chicken. Okay? Yes, Benji, go ahead.
For the chaticha ruya, is the problem that piece itself is not kosher? Or I don't really get the
point. Yeah. Again, we're talking bitul barov. What does bitul barov mean? Rov piece are kosher.
Oh, fine.
There's a piece in there that's asr. Yeah. So normally we would say bitul barov, but there are rabbinic exceptions. One of them is birya, another one is chaticha ruya lishabed. And when I say chaticha ruya lishabed, all the pieces are, otherwise it's recognizable, you know which one it is.
Right.
The whole question of bitul barov is you don't know which one are the pieces. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Shmuel.
Can you go over the rush one more time?
Yes. The rush says you have three pieces of meat. One is a quarter pounder, and the other two are kosher pieces of meat. Gets mixed up on the desk. The rush says, based on the principle of bitul barov, yes? The two pieces of meat that are kosher transform the third one, the quarter pounder, into being OU. It's an amazing thing. To the Greek, eat all three together. Even though factually, I'm eating what? If I eat all three, one of them is a quarter pounder. No! The power of bitul barov is so powerful that it makes the what? The quarter pounder an OU piece of meat. It's unbelievable chiddush. You must know this rush. Based on bitul barov. Okay? It's based on Akhir Rabban Mahatos. Rashi and Chul and Wataf, please get it down. Sadi Chesem at base. That bitul barov is based on Akhir Rabban Lahatos, which means what? You follow Rov and Sanhedrin. Not only do you follow Rov and Sanhedrin, what else do you own in Pinchas? You also, based on your problem, the principle called bitul barov. Bitul barov makes it good. Okay. So that's the first Kiddush we had to point out here. Okay? First Kiddush we had to point out is this din, and it's a very good what? Very good test. Okay, let's see now. Let's see now, Vaitan the Gemara. Okay, you got me? You're doing a great job, Binyamin. Go ahead, let's go. Who's Abaye? We should be familiar with Abaye. Who's Abaye?
Says Omir
Agabah. Excellent. Abaye, we know, is number two. Rav is number three. So Abaye fits into the Reisha, and Rav fits into the Seifa. Read it, go ahead. Vaitar.
Vaidayek, Mirisha. When Abaye is learning from Mirisha.
Right, he's medayek. Literally, a dayek means infers. Okay, he infers from the rasha. It's a diu. Go ahead. Taima. Excellent. What is the brisa say that's good? Omer al gabav. What is the implication? The clear inference that yotzei v'nichnas is bad. That's a bai shita. L'chachilu, we only allow what omer al gabav. Yotzei v'nichnas only b'diyevan. Oh, the brisa was only talking about l'chachilu, right? That's what the Bryce talking about, Bench, right?
Right.
He said, right? Matzalishcha is like Binyamin said, as you do the test, right? So what's lachachila? According to Abai, what's lachachila, Yonatan? Omed?
Agabav.
Excellent. Beautiful deal. Go ahead, Rava.
Rava Dayak Nisefam. Tama Dibavi, I would say.
No, Dibav Matzo. You come and you find it with Shechted. Go ahead. Beautiful. If you have a no system of Ashkacha, yes, and it says, what does it say? If you have no system of Ashkacha, what do? You have to kotek his eyes and feed him, and if he eats it, it's good. If not, not. There's a bidyevit situation. What's the implication? That if you do the second level, what's one? One is over Agav. What's two? Yotze v'nichlas. What's three? Batzo matzo. So Baal matzo says what? What does that imply? That's bidyevit. What's the diuk? That one would be good? Yotzev Nitzel would be good l'chachila. That's who Shita. That's Rava. Now, obviously, what's going to come up in your mind? How is Rava going to deal with what? The Ration? How's Abai going to deal with who? The Sefer. Who asked that? The Gemara asked that on the next line now. Go ahead. Let's see inside. Ulobaye. No, Ulobaye Kasha Sefer. According to Abai, the Sefer is difficult. Because according to Abai, the Sefer implies what? That Yotzev Nitzel is good l'chachila. Abai says Yotzev Nitzel is not good l'chachila. What's the answer?
Amalach.
What is Amalek Abaye? You have your Gemara there? Dovid?
Yeah.
You have what's Amalek Abaye? You have notes? You can write notes in there yet? What is Amalek Abaye? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara is speaking for who? In the name of Abaye. This is what Abaye would say. Whenever you see that in Shas, Amalek Abaye is that the Gemara is saying for Abaye. That what? Yoitze what? Karile. Underline that 10 times. Karile. What does Karile mean? Called it. Yes. Excellent. Called it. Meaning Yoitze v'Niklas is swallowed up in the word Ba'umatzel. That's what Abaye says. Don't tell me for one moment, says Abaye. The only thing that's l'chachil is omer al-gabav. Yoitze v'Niklas is like the phrase Ba'umatzel. Why is it swallowed up in that phrase? You know why, says the Ritva I gave you? Because when you're Baal Matzah, you can also come in the middle too as well. Just like Yotze V'Nichlas. Baal Matzah can accomplish the same thing as what? As Yotze V'Nichlas. That's why it's called that. Karile. Beautiful Lashon. That's what the Ritva says. Beautiful. It fits beautiful the Lashon Baal Matzah. You can also swallow up Yotze V'Nichlas. Because you can come in the middle of the Shechita. Okay? So that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Karile. Did you guys notice? That's very striking, the Ritva. Go ahead, Binyamin. But what do you do with the Reisha according to Rava? Because Rava said that what? That Omer v'Nichnas, Yotze v'Nichnas, good l'chachila. And the Reisha said Omer al-Gabav. Yeah, go ahead.
Omer lach, Yotze v'Nichnas, Nami, Ke Omer al-Gabav.
What does that mean, Omer lach? What does Omer lach mean? The Gemara, Ravina, Rashi, what the Gemara, they said it for what? They said it for Rava. What did Rava? Did you see the word Karile in this line? I didn't see it. It's not in my Gemara. Not in my Gemara, right? Dovi doesn't say Karile. So what's the answer? Because says the Ritva, no matter what you say, Yotze v'Nichnas cannot be swallowed up in the word Omer al-Gabav. Because it's not the same. Omer al-Gabav, you're there every second. Yotze v'Nichnas, you are not there every second. So it cannot be called that. So it means the din is the same, but it's not the same it's not the same phraseology. The din is the same. Benji, you notice that? It doesn't say Karile, but the din is the same. That's what the Ritva says. The din is the same. And I ask you, how is the din the same? How is the din the same? That's what I ask you. How is the din the same? So the pshat is, says the Rishash, a beautiful pshat, let's get it down. He says like this, I'll tell you how Yotze v'Nichnas and Omer al-Gabav are the same. From the level of pachad, from the level of fear, they are the same. Omer al-Gabav institutes l'maisa, the actual pachad on the kusi. He's afraid every second to mess up a shechita because the guy's there. Because the guy's there. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's looking at it every second. He's there. And what that does, the fact that he's there, creates a level of fear. And that same fear can be accomplished only by what? Yotze v'Nichnas as well. That's how the Rishash says pshat. That's why the din is the same. From the perspective of pachad, that we should have as we're coming towards Yom HaDin for the Eibishter, right? This level of pachad is from the Mashkiach. That the Yotze v'Nichnas creates that same degree of pachad that Omer al-Gabav does as well. And that's what the Tiferes Yaakov says as well. And therefore, that's why the din is the same. That's what the Rishash says at Hesber. Beautiful Hesber. And the Gemara doesn't say Karile, it says the same din. So from the perspective of Pachad, Zok the Rishash, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Beautiful Pshat, Lamaisa. It's a beautiful Pshat. Now let's even add on to this. From also one of the great Gedolei Achronim, besides for the Rishash, all the Gedolei Achronim, Rishonim, Bali HaMaseirah, they were great. The Sefer Porat Yosef in the back of the Gemara. Says the Porat Yosef, he says, you know what? You want to equate the two dinim, shkoyach, mazel tov, equate the two dinim. So why didn't the Braisa write Yotze v'Nichnas? If Yotze v'Nichnas, according to Rava, is the same thing as what? As Omer al-Gabav. So why did the Braisa write the words Omer al-Gabav? Write the words what? Yotze v'Nichnas. Guys, get that down. If they're the same din then, Shmuel, so why did the Braisa say, b'med v'murim Omer al-Gabav? Don't say Omer al-Gabav. Say Yotze v'Nichnas. It's a great kasha. And he says two terutzim. Number one, that Yotze v'Nichnas L'maisa works when the maisa, the guy is what? Yotzev Nichlus only works when the guy is afraid. Yes? Now I have to tell you, Yotzev Nichlus might not always instill fear, but what will always instill fear? Omer al Kapav. So we choose a phrase that sets the bar, sets the standard, sets the model and the paradigm. And that is called what? Omer al Kapav. That's why the Tana chose that phrase. Because that set the bar and set the standard. Because that's always pachat, guys, when you're Omer al Kapav. No doubt. Yotzev Nichlus, sometimes yes, sometimes no. And therefore we want to what? We want to treat, we want to have what? Lomais, we want to be able to treat it. And Omer al Gabav, Yotzev Nichlus Mol Kasher, the Kusis Poche. Therefore it mentions Omer al Gabav, Dafka what? Shesham Ashkach Mule Dafka Kishe Poche. Omer al Gabav when he's afraid. So therefore, Lamais, we want to what? We want to teach it that way. Number two answer, says the Porat Yosef. He says, amazing pshat the Porat Yosef. He says, Omer al Gava, because sometimes Yotzev Nichlus doesn't work. Because there are kusim that are not afraid. There are kusim that are not afraid. So it chose Omer al Gabav, because Lamais says, sometimes Yotzev Nichlus taka doesn't work. Because it doesn't instill fear. We want to choose a phrase we're always in and still sphere. It's a very similar answer to the. It's like the same answer. So I want to re-say over the first answer. It's a little different the first answer. I'll tell you why. Because the first answer is saying, excellent guys, you guys are on the ball. It's very. I think we're going to say over the first answer like this. When you are Yotzev Nichlus, we said it only works when the guy's afraid. Meaning he wants to say that Omer al Gabav only works when the guy's afraid. That's the first answer. Get that down. Again, he wants to say Omer al Gabav only works when the guy's afraid. Meaning it's not that it's automatic that Omer al Gabav is always instills fear. It only works when it's what? When it's instilling fear. So certainly Yotzev Nichlus will only work when it's what? When it's instilling fear. That's the first answer. The second answer is that the bottom line is that Yotzev Nichlus sometimes what? Sometimes doesn't work. Namely what? Namely when the kusi's what? Not afraid. Whereas Omer al Gabav Lamaisa seems to be that it's always what? Always good. So what's an afkamina between two terutzim? It seems like what? According to the first answer, Omer al Gabav, if he's not afraid, will what? Won't work. According to the second answer, Omer al Gabav is always the guy's what? Afraid. Meaning, can you have a situation of Omer al Gabav where the guy's not afraid? First answer says yes. Second answer says what? No, it's unacceptable.
How do you like judge that?
You have to have Chachamim to know what's going on with Ashkochim.
The first answer doesn't answer the question.
Sure it does.
The question is, why does it say Omer al Gabav if we're really talking about Yotzev
Nichlus? Right.
So how does that answer the question?
Because the first answer saying, Dovi, that the Tana chose that phrase because it's much more probable that Omer al Gabav will instill fear rather than what? Yotzev Nichlus. That's why that phrase is chosen. But it's not slam dunk that Omer al Gabav will always instill fear. It's much more probable.
So the second answer says that it is.
Second answer is that always instills fear. That's what he's assuming.
So the
correct.
Difference is just like whether Omer al Gabav will always instill
fear. Yeah, that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. The nafkamina tu terutzim is, does Omer al Gabav always instill fear? Okay? First answer will say no. Second answer will say yes. You guys will tell me that's a machlokes and metzias, which we never can have. That's you're going to ask Pinyon. So what do we always say? You have to look at this. You got to alumnicize it like our Rebbe or Baron Soloveitch. You have to go to the security companies, and you'll have to say, you know, let them do a poll or let them do, you know, an experiment, and then how many does Omer al Gabav create what pachat? One sheet will say 50%. That's enough to deem them all. The other sheet will say you need 51%. And therefore, since you didn't have 51%, you can't deem it always the case. That's what you got to say.
And the first sheet is saying that Yotzev Nichlus never creates pachat.
No, it will. If it only works when it creates the pachat. But when it creates it, it's the same. What'd you say?
Agabav is only chal when.
Yes, but Yotzev Nichlus can also if it's pachat. That's the chiddush. That's what we're saying, though. We're saying Yotzev Nichlus can be like Omer Agabav if it's pachat. That's the first answer. Second answer is that Omer Agabav is always what? Pachat, and therefore what Yotzev Nichlus will be like that when it's bepachat. Question nafkamina to the rootsum is what? Is can you have what? Omer al Gabav without pachat or not? First answer says yes, second answer says no. But that's why it didn't say what, Binyamin? in the Lashon Gemara? It's a good diuk, guys. Korile. It only said korile by what? Abaye. To say what? That Yotzev Nichlus is like Baal Matzah. Right? Because you could come in the middle of the Shechita. But when it said that Yotzev Nichlus is like Omer Al-Gaba for Rava, it didn't say korile. Because it's not the what? The bottom line is it's not the same. Okay? Factually, descriptively, it's not the same. Just Al-Pi Halacha, it's the same. And we'll describe why it's the case. Okay? L'Rashashka is the level of Pachad. And therefore what? And therefore the Por Yosef. So why didn't use that word? Because he wanted to use that. Lamaisa to use that as what? To set the standard. You need Pachad. First answer. Second answer is always be Pachad with what? Omer Al-Gaba. Then Yosef Nicholas will be good if it has the Pachad. Okay. Excellent. Oh, let's go a little bit weiter now in the Gemara now. Lamaisa, let's go a little bit weiter in the Gemara. Go ahead. What do you say, Binyamin? Let's see. Shaltziporim. You find in his hand this what? This string of what? Birds? Kotei Rosh Chule. Yeah, go ahead.
Amai.
Frek the Gemara Kasha, period. Why do you say eating the head of the bird is good that allows you to eat the other four birds on the string? Go ahead.
Dilma.
Again, remember, all five were shechted on the string. But we only gave him the head of one of them, and he what? He ate the head of one of them. So that shows all five are good. It does? Frek the Gemara what? Amai. Lechish what?
Dilma Hayahu.
Yeah, read Lechish. Shapir, maybe that was the one that you shechted well. Maybe that's the one that the one he ate the head was the one he shechted good. The other four are bad. So what kind of test is that? It's a great kasha, no? It's a great kasha. So what's the answer? Go ahead.
I'm a Rav Menashe.
The parentheses usually we don't read, guys. We always read brackets, not parentheses. But here we'll read it. Simon Machnis Izemel Bezaharim. It's a mnemonic. It's a mnemonic. For you to remember the three Chidushim Rav Menashe said in Maseches Chulin. Rav Menashe was one of the great Amoraim. And he said three Chidushim in what? In Maseches Chulin. And the Gemara wanted to give a mnemonic so you remember all three. So we're going to go through all three. But did you get a chance to check before?
I have them open right now.
How many times in Shas was he mentioned?
Five.
Oh, so we were right. Baruch Hashem. Not that I knew that, but I said there are three in what Tosis mentioned, the three in our Masechta and two others outside of Chulin. Yevamos and what Shabbos? 3 + 2 = 5. And he checked it on the computer. Turned out Rav Menashe mentioned 5 times
in
Shas.
Tosis says, Hey,
I'm an Aleph, but it's on Hey, I'm a base. Okay, good. All right, we'll get to it. Very good. Excellent. Thank you, Yehuda. So what do you see from here? You eat the bird. You eat the bird's head. That shows that one is good. How do you know the other four are good? So what's the case? What did the Yid do? The Yid, the Jewish man, did what? He put it under his shirt. He put it under his suit jacket, guys. Right? He put it under his suit jacket. The string of the five shechted birds. He took it away from the kuzi. He took the string, puts it in under his shirt, and he cuts off the head of one of the five. And he says, "Sir, Mr. Kusi, go eat the head." So Mr. Kusi now doesn't know if the head, which one of the five chickens is the head from. So therefore, if he eats it, it shows slam dunk that all five are good, right? It's like a magic trick, a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Not allowed to do magic, Kisha. But the Rav said it's okay, sleight of the hand. It's sleight of the hand is mutter. If you tell the guys afterwards, even though it's against the tradition of magicians, you're supposed to tell the guys afterwards how you did the trick. So if he does a magic show, at least one of the things you should tell the kids. One of the things always, if we had a magic show on the show, I'd tell the guy to tell him at least one trick how to do it, to get out of that problem. That it's not kishuf, you know, hocus pocus. It was a sleight of the hand. The guy's quick. You know what I mean? But he should show that to make sure that it's not the case. Shouldn't think that. So this isn't like the guy did it. He machnis yadov, and he doesn't know. Yes, no, go ahead.
The rope says that he can eat it.
Oh, we're going to get to it now. Excellent. Excellent. But that's the Gemara's answer. Is that clear to everyone? So therefore, Machnis, Amr Menashe, Machnis, Tachanav, beautiful answer. Read the Rashi. Read Machnis Yodov. Go ahead, Binyamin. Machnis, Tachanav, read the Ramasko.
Machnis,
Tachanav,
Israel,
Abba,
Abba,
Abba, Abba, Machnis, Kolatzi, Poirim. Suso, actually, he puts all the birds under his shirt. Go ahead. Actually, he doesn't know which one he gave, so they're all good. Raf, you got this clear? Oh. So Noah brings up a tremendous kasha. Excellent. Noah brings up a great kasha. This solves everything? Does that solve everything? Yes, it does, says the Gemara. So we have to point out the following kasha, which is a tremendous kasha. Very, very strong kasha. And that is the following. You talk about this Gemara, Lamaisa. The Rishash asks another kasha. He says, I don't understand. Why are we worried about the following? And I'm going to back this up with the Rashi and Nida. Listen to this. Rashi and Nida, Daftin Zion, Amid Aleph. You know what? Why are we choshish that a chelik of the birds were shechted right and the chelik are nevelis? And the kusi eats one of them because why? We're not choshish l'safik iser. Maybe the kusim observe certain halachas in the Torah. Now, time, get this down. But when it comes to safek, guys, they don't worry about safek. They don't care about safek. Safek iser. What do you say? Safek iser. Ask the Rishash. Maybe what? Giving what? Why is this a slam dunk raya? What when you want? When you give the guy the head and you put it under his shirt, why is that a slam dunk raya? All five are good. Maybe what?
Maybe they don't.
It's a suffix. It's a suffix. I don't care about a suffix, says a kusi. I'll eat it anyway. It's not a slam dunk raya for us that they're definitively kosher. Because amongst those five, some of them are shechted, at least one of them was shechted properly. Oh, I'll cut the head off with the shirt over it. He can't see it. Give him the thing. Oh, it's a possibility. It's a 20% chance, right, that it was the shechted one. For me, that's fine. As long as it's a suffix, it's fine. Who says the Rishash? The Rishash says, who says the Kusim observe suffix? And who says this? This is amazing. Get this down. Rashi and Nida. And Daphne Zion and Manaf. I looked it up in Seder. Softer Masku Ilan Amesach. Rashi says, black on white, that they do not care about Sveikis. Amazing. Eino Chash al suffix. Vitola Tumbohol Shenimi suffix. Kusim are not careful from a Suffolk Yisr. Plain and simple. So if they're not careful of a Suffolk Yisr, what is the show? Dovi, you got me? That's the Kasha and Rishash. Amazing. Amazing Kasha. I'm going to say it again, Yehuda. The Gemara says, your Machnas Dachas Kenov of slam dunk, now all five are good. Slam dunk, it's all good. What are you talking about? Maybe what it created a Suffolk, and a Kusi's fine eating a Suffolk Yisr. Doesn't show definitively all five chickens on the string are good. You hear the Rishash's kasha? It's a great kasha. Joe, got it?
Yeah.
Just because it off doesn't show five, all five chickens on a string are good. Maybe only one of them's good. The other ones might be okay. For that, for me, that's fine, says the Kusi. Maybe three of them are good. Two of them are good. Maybe only one of them are good. Just still a suffix. Okay. So how are we going to answer this kasha? So I want you to get this down. Amazing. It could be the following. The Kusim, Lamaisa, are very makel when it comes to a Suffolk Isser. What type of Suffolk Isser? An Isser Midrabanan! An Isser Midrabanan! Suffolk Isser Midrabanan! The Kusim don't hold off. Suffolk Isser Midrabanan! Kusim, lo what? Lo sovereign. A Suffolk Isser Midrabanan they don't care about. But a Suffolk Yisr, the Yerusha Shmuel, they do care about. And this is a Nevela. A Nevela is a Suffolk Yisr, the Yerusha, and they're very, very careful about that. And you look in Nida, you know what it was talking about? A Drabanan. Because Suffolk Tumah B'Rishis Arabim is Tahora, the Drabanan made Xera. The Drabanan made Xera over there. That was all Rabbinic Xera. It's a tree that's hovering over a cemetery over there. And therefore, since it was a Suffolk Tumah B'Rishis Arabim, Mikra, then it's Tahor. Your Suffolk is the Tumah. The Kusi, you know, it's Heichan Atuma. There's a subject where the Tuma was. So the Kusi said it's under this branch. Zetar, he's not believed because they don't care about Sveikis. That's all Xer the Rabbanan. What'd you say?
This is
the Teretz of the Rishash himself. Yeah, this is the Rishash's Teretz himself. Beautiful answer. And the Rishash adds on, I want you to get this. The Rishash adds on, this is not just what? When Rover Isser. Even if it's Mechsa Mechsa Aryeh. Even if it's 50-50, they're very careful. Why is that? Because they believe in Torah Sheva what? Torah Sheva Chsav, and also we'll see also some of Torah Sheva Peh. They pick and choose. Remember we said that? But what's Beferish in the Chumash? You say it every morning in Ezo Makoman. How many Hashemos are there? How many guilt offerings are there? Ezo Makoman, we said you got to do it. Talmud, the Tyrus, and Ezo Makoman. Kachimur, Akim, the Arisa. You got to say Kabbanis in the morning, every morning, Dovi. Kim the Arisa. Talmud, Tyrus, Ezo Makoman. How many Hashemos are there? Six Hashemos. One of them is an Hashem Talui. What's an Hashem Talui? A hanging Hashem? What does a hanging Hashem mean? Doesn't mean literally a hanging Hashem, that it's hanging. It means you did an Aveira B'Sofek. So you have to bring a Korban for that. It's called an Hashem Talui. It's dependent. It's hanging in midair. Did I do the Yisr? Did I not do the Yisr? Do you know what the Ramah writes in Hilchos Tshuva? I mean in Hilchos Yom Kippur? We're getting towards Yom HaDin. He says it's harder to do an Aveira. It's harder to do Tshuva for a Sofek Aveira than a Vadei Aveira. Why? Because you're always himming and hawing. Oh, maybe I didn't do it. You know, do I really have to do this? Do I have to say, oh, clear, come on. Hashem, maybe I did it. Maybe I didn't do it. And he proves it because an Hashem Talui is a more expensive animal than a Chatas. If I turn a light on and show you, God forbid, you have to bring a Korban Chatas. An animal for Hashem Talui is more expensive than a Chatas. So that's why he says you got to do that more, much more tshuva. And it makes sense, too, also, in your mind. You know how people, you know, rationalize. Oh, 50% chance I didn't do it. You don't have to do full tshuva. That's the Ramah says in Hilchos Yom Kippur. So one of the six Hashem, one of the six Hashemas is Hashem Talui. That's a pasuk in Chumash. They hold on the Chumash. So even if it's 50-50, are you? Even if the suffix 50-50, they are worried about an Isser. So that's the Rishash's answer himself. Everyone got that? Okay, let's go again. Let's go over. What was Rishash's kasha? Why does the Gemara say Machnas Tachas Kanofov is a slam dunk? What is a slam dunk solution? And therefore, all it shows, all the chickens on the string are okay. What do you mean? Maybe it's just their suffix, and the reason why they ate it because they don't hold the sveikus. Great kasha Rishash. Answer is this is all the Rabbanan. This is all the Rabbanan the Gemara needed. And a suffix is the Rabbanan they what? They don't care about. But a suffix is the Raisa they are what scared about. And why are they scared about it? Not just if it's a robe, even if it's 50-50. Because what's in the Chumash Aryeh? What type of Korban? Hashem Talui shows that they are what? Very good. Shows they're very worried about it. That's the answer to the Rishash. Yes, Binyam, real quick.
Isn't the Isserim for
Shkita
in the
Rabbanan? We're going to get to it. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. But we're going to get to it, Binyam. Very good. Now it comes to, this leads us to who? The Maariz Chayis. Maariz Chayis is also one of the good Halachon. Listen to this. Maariz Chayis asks, there's a famous Rambam sheet. Let me get it down for you guys. There's a famous Rambam sheet. What's the most? What's the first thing we always say you got to analyze a halacha when you're asked a shaila? What's the first thing you always got to analyze? Is the topic at hand Rabbanan or what? Diraisa. Laman afkamina? Safek. Safek Diraisa? Chumra. Safek Rabbanan? Excellent. But I want you to get this machlekes down. There's a fundamental machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashba about that cloud of Safek Diraisa L'chumra. The Rashba is of the opinion, which Benji just said it, Safik D'Araisa L'Chumra. Okay? Anytime you have a Safik and an Isser, you must be Machmer. Well, what's the Makor for that? Why don't you get down in your notes? There's a Sefer, have you ever heard of it, called the Sefer Charedim? He was one of the great Gedolei Achronim. He wrote his own Sefer HaMitzvos, because most of the Sefer HaMitzvos are written by Rishonim. The Smag, the Rambam, the Ramban, right? This Rav Sajigon. But the Sefer Charedim has his own collection of Sefer HaMitzvos. I think his name was Rav Ezrachi. I forgot the exact name. He's a great Gaon. And he has it divided up Sefer HaMitzvos. And he actually claims, what's the marker for Sofek D'Araisa L'Chumra? You know what he says? I want you to get it down. U'Bacharta B'Chaim. Wow. You know what Bacharta B'Chaim is? What parsha is that in? Where is that? Nitzavim? Yehuda? Bacharta B'Chaim. Forgot where it is. Bacharta B'Chaim. What is Bacharta B'Chaim? Choose life. If someone, God forbid, has a medical issue, what do? You go to a doctor. Yes? If you have a spiritual doubt, what do? Be machmir. In medical issue, you're machmir. So in spiritual, be machmir too. Choose life. You have a something in your eyes, sir? Be machmir. That's what the Sefer HaRedim says the makor is of the Rashba, which we paskin. Sofik di raisa l'chumr. U'bacharta B'Chaim.
It's something.
Oh, I got it right. Okay, Baruch Hashem. You got it? Rafi, you got this all down? That's the Makor. Choose life. When you get up to the Tzav, Bacharta B'Chaim. Now, the Rambam, though, argues. Are you? Rambam has a famous Shita which we don't paskin like, but you must know it. And I made a mistake in the Mar Makomos. It's Perek Tet Zayin in Avos Atumo, not in Tumas Mace. I made a mistake. I wrote Hilchos Tumas Mace. Perek Tet Zayin Avos Atumas. The Rambam, I made a mistake on that. The Rambam writes the following. I believe firmly, says the Rambam, that Savi D'Raisa, Arye, you must know this. Savi D'Raisa is Midiraisa Lakula. Midrabanam Chumra. The whole cloud of Savi D'Raisa being Machmer is only Didrabanam. And at D'Raisa level, Hashem says you could be Mekah. Savi D'Raisa. Savi D'Raisa. Midiraisa. Lakula, umid rabbanan, lechumra. The whole thing is a chumra mid rabbanan. Unbelievable. One second. Go ahead, Arya.
Is that how a spec would work?
Well, let's just the point. I want you to get down in your notes. Therefore, according to the Rambam in a spec sveka, the rabbanan were not what? Machmir. According to the Rashba, though, why is a spec sveka mutter? What? Mitam what? Mitam Rov. The Rashba himself in the Chuvas writes. Chuvas tough aleph. Mitam Rov. So get that down in your notes. We didn't necessarily have to say that, but as long as you brought it up. Again. Savi D'Raisa L'Chumra is Midiraisa. According to the Rashba, is Midiraisa.
You don't even have to say that there are bottom.
What's the 1 second? What's the Makor? According to Sefer Charedim? Bacharta, Bachayim. Excellent. Rambam says, Savi D'Raisa, Savi D'Raisa, Lekulim, Ravon, Lechumra. What do you do by a Sveik Sveika? Rashba says, is Mutter Mitam what? Sveik Sveika, double Rov? Is Mutter Mitam Rov? What does the Rambam say by Sveik Sveika? The Ravonim were not Machmer. Arya, what are you saying?
You don't even have to say the Rambam not Machmer by the Rambam.
Why not?
Since you have one of the Sfeikas makes it into a Derabanan, because now you're only being Machmer Derabanan.
Then it's like a Savi Derabanan Lakula. It's the same thing. Say it the same way. You're saying good as well. We're saying the same thing, two sides of the same coin. Okay? Arya is just saying when you get to the second Savi, it becomes Savi Derabanan Lakula. Okay, well said. Same thing. Rashba says it's Mutter Mitam Rov. Okay? You follow me? Let me tell you why it's Mitam Rov. I'll tell you why. I'm going to give you the classical case in Shas. I want you to get it. Guy gets married. During the times of Gemara, he used to have a 12-month wait between the Erisin and the Suin. He gets married to her. He says, Pesach Pasuach. He says, you were not a psul after they're together. Do we believe him or not? Gemara says 98% of the cases, we don't believe him. Because it's a sveik sveika. I want you to get this. When was she Mizana? If she was with another man before the Erison, he's still mutter to her. Yes? She just gets a ksub of 100. If she was with another man after Erison, then she's done with her. Usser. This is 50% mutter. 50% usser at first glance. However, you must break this down further. Because maybe she was raped. And if she was raped, can she remain with her husband? Yes. So really, mutter, if she did it willingly, it's usser. Erase this now.
25.
It's only 25, correct. Well said. Excellent, Noah. Even I could figure that out. Higher mathematics, 50 plus 25 is 75 to 25. Therefore, the Rashba says, a sveik sveik is mutter mitam rov.
Dope.
Isn't that amazing? That's what the Rashba says. What'd you say? Benjamin didn't hear you. What?
I said it's really cool.
It is cool. Yes. That is the epitome of coolness. Correct. That is what real cool is. Not like when I was a kid. Not when I was a kid, the Happy Days show, you know, the Fonz was cool, you know. I don't know, you probably don't even know who he is.
Yeah, the
Jewish fellow. Cool, the Jewish
he's
actor.
Still cool.
Okay, you got this though? You hear what I'm saying? This is 75-25. You got this, Clark? That's why it's mutter. That's what the Rashba says. That it's considered to be 75-25. Sveik sveik is mutter. Okay? So we got this clear now? Now we're all familiar with that famous class, Sav Drash L'Chumrah. We're quoting a Rashba, Rashba, Rashba. The Rambam says, I'm sorry. It's Sav Drash L'Chumrah and Kulam in Rabban L'Chumrah. Now I want to just point out to you, what is the source of the Rambam? Where did Rambam get that from? So, a lot of the Gedolei Achronim did not have the Rambam in the Tshuvas. The Ksos HaKosha wrote a sefer called the Shev Shemaitzi. You ever heard of it? Shev Shemaitzi, he wrote it when he was 17 years old. He wrote 7 essays on different topics in Lombus. They say he was string of Sheva Brachas. Each Sheva Bracha, he wrote 1 essay. Each Sheva Bracha must have gone at 4 in the morning. If he sat over it, all the whole shtickles. But he works very hard. How did the Rambam know that Sav Drash L'Chumrah L'Kula? But he did not have the Rambam in the Tshuvas. It was found later. His response, his Tshuvas, he didn't have it. And the Rambam writes, the Gemara writes in Kedushin, and Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Mamzer Vadai Asra Torah, Achein Mamzer Safek is Mutter Minat Torah. The Rambam says, from there is my klal, that any Safek Isser on a Diraisa level is Mutter. Mamzer Vadai. You guys know what a Mamzer is? A Mamzer is a child from a relationship that's a chiyuv karis or more, or a karis or Mrs. Bezdin. If a guy's mezana with an eshesish, a married woman who's not his wife, and she becomes pregnant, that kid is a mamzer. Okay? The exception rules are needed. If a guy's married to a woman, they don't practice taras v'shpacha, the kid is not a mamzer. They're married, and it's a terrible thing they're doing. They're both chiyuv karis, the man and woman. Gemara says that's an exception to the rule. Okay? That's an exception to the rule. Need is an exception to the rule. But if a guy's mezana with an eshesish, a brother that lives with his sister, God forbid, and they have a kid, that kid is a mamzer. You follow me? It is wrong to translate a mamzer in halomdus, in halacha, that it's an illegitimate child. If a guy has a child with a woman out of wedlock before they get married, that child is not a mamzer. She might have been a needed, but it doesn't produce mamzeres, we said. Child is called a pogum. Pogum means he has a spiritual defect. Rav Moshe writes a pogum can be the Gadol Ador. It doesn't really mean anything in halacha. You must know that. A lot of people make the mistake because in English language, people will equate a mamzer with an illegitimate child. That's not right in halacha. I want you guys to know that. A mamzer, the definition, is a relationship from a chiyuv karis or worse. When I say worse, a Mrs. Bezdin. Guy's mezana with an eshesh and it makes the woman pregnant. That kid's a mamzer. A brother with his sister, that kid's a mamzer. A son with a mother, the kid's a mamzer. You follow me? Illegitimate child is not a mamzer. It's called a pogum. So the Torah says, what type of mamzer is usser? Where's the Gemara Kedushin? Ayin dalet amav. Mamzer vadai, usser taira, achein mamzer suffik mutter min Torah. So the Rambam learns a binyan av to all rules, yisurim in the Torah, that a suffix iser is midiraisa lakula, midirabana lakumri. Okay? You got that? Noah, clear, please get that cloud. Yes, Arya, go ahead.
Is there a
nafkamina
between the Rashba and the Rambam?
Is there a nafkamina? Yeah, there will be nafkaminas. I mean, we mean, at the end of the day, sure there's big nafkaminas. Are you over in a sidiraisa or not? According to the Rambam, if I have a piece of meat on my desk, and I eat it, and I have no idea whether it's ham or it's an OU, and I eat it, right? Have I done an issue of your
isa? Why does it matter? You're not allowed to eat it. Like,
I understand, but
it's spiritually
it matters. I understand, but it's a nafkamina lomaisa legabe what Israel I've done. Okay? Okay, practically you're right, but I'm saying the question is, the question I think you should be driving at is from something we said earlier in Shir today. According to the Rambam, who claims that a Savik Dresden is a Rosh Lakula, what's the problem? What is one of the 6 Ashamos? Ashram Tolui. According to the Rambam, how do you understand Ashram Tolui? Jake, you understand my kasha? According to the Rambam, what is the whole concept of Ashram Tolui? Rambam has to understand a Pesach in Chumash. You understand that problem? If everything at a Dresden level, Savik's Mutter, so why do you ever bring an Ashram Tolui? You hear the kasha? Jake, you follow me? According to the Rambam, what's the Rambam Shita? Savi diraisa midiraisa what? Lakulam. Yes? What's the Rambam Shita? Savik deraisa and deraisa lekula midrabanan lechumra. But on deraisa level, it's mutter. Why do you bring an ashton talu ever? You follow me, Arya? You hear that, Kasha? That's what I think we were driving at. So you know what the answer is? The answer is like this. And I want you to know this. Ikpa Isura. There's a big difference between the following case. If I have two pieces of meat, one is kosher, one is not. I don't know which is which. I know for sure one of them is usher. That, the Rambam says, there's a what? Ashim talui. When the Rambam said, you're something derisa derisa lakula, mirabon lakhurma, what was he talking about? I have one piece of meat in front of me. I don't know whether it's kosher or not. On a derisa level, it's mutter. Ashim talui is only known in a case where I know for sure something was what? Usher on my desk. The Rashba would say Nashim Tolu applies even when what?
Sorry, I missed that.
The Rashba says it applies even when? Even with one piece of meat. Excellent, Rafi. Excellent. It would apply even with one piece of meat itself. Correct. So I want you guys to know this. Yuda, you got me on this? You got this, Clore? Oh, based on all this, now listen to this. That's the Maritz Chayis. Shmuel, you with me? A suffix is very, very important. Not hard. A suffix iser. Is it me deraisa mutter? Ram says yes. It's only rabbinic chumrah. Rashba says no. Deraisa, it's a problem. Bar charta b'chaim. Choose life. Why does the Ram say suffix deraisa mutter l'kum brown l'chumrah? Where's his marker? What's his marker? Mams are vaday as a Torah. Mams are suffix mutter. Every iser in the Torah is suffix mutter. Mirabon l'chumrah. What's how do you ever have an ashram tol yari according to the Rambam? Only when it's ikbi suru, and you know for sure there was an issa, two pieces of meat in one. You ate one of the two, but if it's only one, in a chanam, you wouldn't be chayv nashim toli. So Joe, listen to this. Dovi says the Maritz Chayis, according to the Rama, min ateretz mutter, min rabbanan zechumra. Do kusim care about isuri the rabbanan? Yes or no? Do they care generally about isuri the rabbanan? Torah shabbat pe, they pick and choose, but the rabbanans, they don't care. So how can you say you matter ofos on what the guy ate from what? From a mixture. Why are we choishes that what? They weren't shekta kiroi. That's the Maritz Chayis kasha according to the Rambam. What do we take care of with the Rishash? What do the Rishash say? The Rishash said, why don't we, maybe they don't care about suffix yisurim. What was the answer? They care about suffix yisurim that are what? That are diraisa. Suffix yisurim, the one they don't care about. Yes? Now we bring up the Rambam's opinion. What are you going to do according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, it's mutter min atayr. The only thing that's, if it's mutter min atayr, it's only considered to be a churum min rabbanan. So how would the Rambam read this Gemara? This shows nothing. On a deraisa level, Rafi, it's good. All they care about is what? So the fact that he ate it doesn't show definitively all five chickens are good.
If we take those multiple pieces of meat, you know one of them is an isser, then that's...
You don't know one of them is an isser. You don't know one of them is an isser. Right? And even so, the Rambam says, in Ashram Tovdi, it's only when Tikvisar here, we don't know, right? So if you don't know what's going on, it's only the Rabbanan. They don't care about the Rabbanans. Please get this answer down. Please get these answers down. What you have to say is the following. I want you to get this. The Rambam learns the following. The Kusim, and this is what the Tiferes Yisrael says in the Besov Sefer Kresu Plesi. Kresu Plesi, written by the great Gaon Rabbi Yonasan Ipshitz. Listen to this answer, amazing answer. Rambam learned Sovik Dereis Lekula from where? Either Sovik Tum Bishis Rabin or from Amzer Vadai. The Kusim don't hold any of these drushes. You know what they basically say? They basically say the Rambam is basically wrong. They basically say the Rambam is mamish wrong, and they hold like who? Who do they hold like?
Rashba.
Yeah, exactly. They hold like the Rashba, basically. And therefore, they are machmer and any Sufik deraisa. Bottom line is. So basically, you know what the Rambam will answer? Don't be bothered by this Gemara, because the Rambam will say the Kusim don't hold like me. The Kusim hold that what? Sufik deraisa will be what? Will be chumra min atayra. They'll like that drasha of Bechar to Bechaim. Choose life. And that means you have to be machmer in a case of what Sufik? Okay? They will understand that. That's what we got to say to Dinis. You follow me, Jake? The Ram will answer basically, you know what? The Ram will answer that we basically what? You basically, the Kusim don't hold like me. So the Kusim don't hold like me, Lamaisa, they're Machmer and Visovi, we can rely on them. Halacha Lamaisa, it's It's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be a problem. Yeah, go ahead, Ben. Yeah,
what's the difference between uvacharta b'chayim and v'chay b'hem?
V'chay b'hem is at any time you have pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh doch every mitzvah in the Torah except for the three cardinal sins. That's different. V'chay b'hem is pikuach nefesh. V'charta b'chayim is talking about a suffik isser in front of you. Spiritual. Okay? So this is the answer that we want to give halacha l'maaseh. Okay? This is the answer we want to give halacha l'maaseh. Okay. Now, I want to just add on one more thing, l'maaseh, one more nakuda on this, and then we got to continue. And we got to get to halacha too as well. Listen to this. There is a nesivus. Who's the nesivus? The Gon Milisa. The Gon Ador, late 1700s. He has a chiddush. Even according to the Rambam, that Savik D'Raisa says, Midraisa Lakula, Midrabana Lachumra, yes? That's only on Savik Yisurim. The Siva says, Savik Mitzvahs, Rambam will be Moda, Legabe Savik Mitzvahs Lachumra. What do I mean by Savik Mitzvahs? Let's say I pick up a shofar. I'm not sure whether it's kosher or not. Let's say I pick up a lulav. I'm not sure whether it's kosher. What do you say? Since it's a mitzvah, we don't say lakulum. We say lachumra. Mitzvahs are different than isurim. Mitzvahs are different than isurim. You follow what I'm saying? All right, let's get that down. The Nesiva says this chiddush. The Rambam will agree. The Gabi Suffolk mitzvahs, you must be the rights of lachumra. You understand what I'm saying? Mitzvahs are different than isurim. Okay? I wanted to say a chiddush. I want you guys to get it down. What about midos? What about midos? You just might say a phrase to a guy that might hurt him, might insult him. All right, let's get this. The Rambam holds suffik midos, l'chumra, midiraisa. That's how I want to say a chiddush. And I'll tell you why. I don't know if you noticed the end of Parshas Shoftim, when the Torah talks about Baal Tashkas. What is the real din of Baal Tashkas? It's wasting anything according to the Rosh. But what's the Torah talking about? Taking a tree, chopping it down as a fruit tree. Excellent. What does the Torah say? You're only allowed to chop it down when you go and engage in war, if you know for sure that it's what? It's a non-bearing fruit tree. Only if you know for sure. Machmer that it was a suffix, what's the din? You must be machmer. Isn't that suffix yiraisa, midiraisa, l'chumra? Kasa the harsana. The Sefer and the Sefer HaMitzvah, when the Gedolah Akram asks a kasha and the Rambam, you're against the Pesuk and Chumash Rambam. The Rambam says, Safik D'Raisa Min D'Raisa L'Kula, that how does the Torah say you can only cut down the tree if what? If it's non-bearing fruit tree. That's the only way, time you can cut it down, if it's a non-bearing fruit tree. If I know 100%, Masha, if I'm not sure, can I do it? Oh, sir, you're against the Pesuk and Chumash Rambam. Whose kasha is that? Kasa Daharsana. Kasa Daharsana. The Kasa Daharsana is Kasha. One of the Gedolei Achronim. That was the name of a Sefer. On the Sefer HaMitzvahs on the side. He asked Stovey, how could it be? How could it be that he says something to Raisa and Raisa what? Lakula. When the Torah says you can only cut down a tree that for sure has no what? For sure has no fruits. What do you mean? If I'm a Suffolk, what's the din? Why don't you be machmer, yes? You're the kasha? So the pasuk right before that says, who's compared to a tree? A human being. Adam, Eitz HaSadeh. Don't you cut down that man with your words. Don't you insult that man with his words, with your words. The man is like a tree. So I want to answer the kasha. I'll be there hadrush. It's a drush answer. But the answer is that when it comes to midos, just like the Rambam agrees by what? Mitzvos, the Nesiva says, he agrees, Safik Midiraisa L'chumra, he'll agree by midos too as well. Because the pasuk right before compares a man to a what? A man to a tree. You understand my terrors? That's what I want to tie in. Now, I think the Kasa the Harsin himself answers that the tree we're talking about, Ikbi Surah. You knew for sure that it was what? It was, you know, you knew for sure it once was. It once was a fruit tree, a fruit bearing one. It once was, so it's like Ikbi Sur already. I think that's the way he answers it. And we know that the Rambam says, but Ikbi Sur, he agrees that it's Mona L'Chumra, right?
Couldn't you also
also
yes.
There's just a special because there's a custom to find the fruit tree that you have to be sure about it. But my other subject derisive is
why should that be? What should be special? Why should that be special?
It says specifically in the Torah there, make sure that
it's a special din, you mean?
Yeah.
It's a special din. Okay, could be. Meaning only there, you know, Maisa?
They write there.
Only there and everywhere else, though, it's going to be Mutter Minat
Torah. Other places in the Torah, they don't write, make, like, it has
okay.
to be this.
But just like the Rambam learns out of Binyanav from Mamzer, Leyobo Mamzer, he says, Sufik Mamzer is Mutter Minat Torah, right? You're saying that's a special exception? Maybe you could say that, are you? Just if it's a little bit bizarre. Why? Why should that be different, you know? I'm saying, hear what I'm answering? I'll be there, Chadrush. This is the Chiddush Aron Da'akhtomer or Seif. I'll be there, Chadrush. That was the answer to the Kasha. If you look in the October to the Sefer, Al Piderach Adrush, that's the answer that I gave. Ki Adam Hu Eitz Asodim. A man is like a tree, and it means Al Pimidos. The Rambam agree, just like by mitzvahs, he's Mordel Chumra. Savik be mitzvahs, you know, I say Chumra. So to Gam Kain, Midos too. Midos Tovos. That's the Chiddush we want to suggest. But the Rambam will say, don't bother me from this Gemara, because the Kusim don't hold like me. And they will be what? They'll be machmer even on a what? Even on a Savik Yeraisa. Aye, Savik Yeraisa, according to me, is Midrash Lekula. That's me. They hold like the Rashba. That's acceptable to them. That Drosha B'charta B'chaim, that they hold. They pick and choose, remember? So that they pick and choose, they hold them. That's the Kasha Lemaisa comes out. Okay, let's go to Halacha now. Let's go to Halacha now. Binyamin did a great job. We'll continue tomorrow, Mishra. We've got a lot to do, guys. Okay, now Thursday, I want to have, it's going to be very simple. I want to have that quiz on that chart from 1 to 1:15, and we start share on time, God willing, 1:15 Thursday. But tomorrow, Thursday will be from 1 o'clock in the share room there, 1 to 1:15, I want you just to write over the chart. Okay, everyone should memorize it and know it, and that's it, simple. Okay, we'll start share exactly 1:15. It'll get us to Chazer. Don't worry about it. You know, try your best, and that's it. Okay. You know, all you think is the attendance and try your best. Okay. But give you an opportunity to Chazer over good. Let's finish up with Halacha today. We're coming towards Rosh Hashanah, of course. And the Rama writes, you're not allowed to have nuts on Rosh Hashanah. Two reasons: causes a lot of saliva in your mouth, and it might prevent your davening well because you have to cough a lot. And number two, the gematria of chet, if egos is chet. Therefore, in cakes, a lot of people don't realize they put in cakes, the chocolate cakes. You shouldn't have any nuts. So tell your moms beforehand. You don't want to be rude, say I can't eat it, but you shouldn't have any nuts on Rosh Hashanah. Okay?
Well, what do we include as nuts?
Like anything. Anything that's a nut in the family of a nut.
That is the English definition.
Yes, that's correct. I forgot a formal thing. You look in the encyclopedia. Absolutely.
Any food
with
gematria is chet, you shouldn't be eating.
No, not. It says not. There's no other food that has that gematria, I don't think. Okay? Ramah would have said it. So let's watch that. Number one. Number two. Please get it. Number two. Benj, let's get it. Ramah quotes, you shouldn't sleep on the afternoon of Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Mr. Brewer quotes, why shouldn't you sleep? The Yerushalmi quotes, if someone who sleeps in Rosh Hashanah will have a sleepy year. So Rav Shechter Shlita pointed out to us that Yerushalmi is talking about the beginning of the day. The first 3 hours of the day is when Hashem judges us. Yes? It's improper to be sleeping during those times. So you should find out what Nates is in your communities and get up. Nates is already getting late already. It's about 6:40 now, by us and say. Get up a little bit, or even if you're davening a little bit later at 8, get up and you'll learn a little bit. But you should find out what nature is and be up by then. If you need the nap later in the afternoon, Mr. Brewer writes, Amarame Rutenberg, one of his shonim used to sleep. There were a gedolim used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon.
For both days, okay? Rosh
Hashanah
we're talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's a din on both days. What is the din on both days? Rav Dessler Zatzal writes, the first day is the individual, second day is the tzibor. Okay? But whatever the case is that we should note that. They say the sniper used to take a nap on the afternoon of Rosh Hashanah because he was learning like Rosh Shechter said, Pshat and Yushama, like the Maharam and Rudberg took a nap, but you don't have to. You can be machmir in both directions.
Everybody, Rosh Hashanah would fall on Shabbos.
Same din. Yeah, the same din. I know, the same din Rosh Hashanah was. Same din. So that's because Rosh Hashanah overtakes it. Rosh Hashanah overtakes it. Rosh Hashanah overtakes also, there's no Rosh Chodesh, but Kesed Yom Chagenu. Yeah, right? So big machlokes solach lamaisa. We don't say the birkas achodesh Rosh Hashanah. But kesel yom chagin, it means the Rosh Hashanah covers over the what? The Rosh Chodesh.
But then why don't we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos?
Okay, that's because a guy might carry. That's carrying on Shabbos. But Lamaisa, the din is, regarding this, we should be makkah. So first was the nut, second was about the sleeper, correct? Third halacha we must mention. At night, when you do the simonim, we at our house, we pass around the simonim, the Miri writes, it's not hocus pocus. You should say to your families, it's a tefillah to Hashem that you should have a good year. You're just concretizing by eating a good thing. Simon and Milsa. It's a Gemara in Croesus, a Gemara in Hurrius, but it's not hocus pocus, superstitious. Oh, you eat this, you'll have a good year. It's ridiculous. That's so Rambam writes superstitions of what is our. Meiri writes this in Hurrius. You should explain this to your families. And also, not to make a mistake, God forbid, in the bracha. When do you say the Yiratzon? You say Brei Pre Eitz on the what? When you say Brei Pre Eitz on the apple, it goes on all the fruits, right? And when you say it, what is it? What do you say? You only say it on Brei Pre Eitz. You don't say Adoma. Adoma blends into the meal. You only say Eitz. Well, you say I ate, you eat it, then you say the Yiratzon. You don't say I ate the Yiratzon and then what? And then eat it. That's a hefsek. You understand what I'm saying? So first you say I ate, eat it, and then you say the Yiratzon. Say it in English if you want, but it shouldn't be hefsek and hefsek. That's regarding the din of what? That's regarding the din of Simon and Milson. Also, we should know, the first day of Rosh Hashanah begins Aser Shem Yitzhuva. And instead of saying Hakel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. If you say Hakel HaKadosh throughout Aser Shem Yitzhuva, you have to say Shmona Esrei again. What about the first night of Rosh Hashanah? So Mr. Brew quotes from Rab Abba Mipasvil, who was a great Gaon. Pasvil was a suburb of Vilna. Rab Abba Mipasvil had a kula that if you said HaMelech HaKadosh, if you said Hakel HaKadosh the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. You don't have to. You don't have to. Why not? Because he wanted to say it's like Yalav Yovel. If you miss Yalav Yovel Rosh Chodesh and Meir, do you have to repeat it? No. Because Beis Din was not Mekadosh L'Chodesh B'Laila. So he said the first night of Rosh Hashanah had that din. Only the first night has that din. And therefore, just like by Yalav Yovel, you wouldn't have to go back. You don't have to go back for this. Now, Rav Moshe writes a different reason, Rafi. He agrees with the din for a different reason. When does Hashem judge us? First 3 hours in the morning. At night, the judgment hasn't begun. So if you don't say HaMelech, you don't accentuate HaMelech, it's not Makiv. You hear what I'm saying? Because you don't have to accentuate, you should l'chachilu, but even if you didn't, it's not a problem. Because the judgment is when? When is the judgment? For the first 3 hours in the morning. Now, that's against other Gedolei Achronim. Because other Gedolei Achronim say our meaning is not to usher in Rosh Hashanah early because you're ushering in the din early. But based on what we're saying, it's not true. The din is when? Is in the morning. Correct. So you see, Lamaisa, that the poskim that suggests against that, the churitz apella, because the din is in the morning. Unless they mean they want to usher in the chag that has the din in the morning. Maybe that's what they meant, but it's a little bit difficult. Yes, go ahead, Rafi.
How can we say the proof of why you don't repeat and say Hakel HaKadosh? Because it's like Yalav Yovel, we could say we separate it from Rosh Chodesh.
You're right. It's a chiddush. See, that's a Gemara, Taisa Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches, whether we say what? Whether you bring a korban of Rosh Chodesh as well on Rosh Hashanah. When you daven Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, make sure you say Musfei. What does Musfei mean?
Plural.
Why plural? One for Rosh Hashanah, one for Rosh Chodesh. It's 2 days in Tais, but we do both. But we don't say the Birkas Chodesh because Bekesa. You're making a good horror, very good. But still, he made that comparison. You know who argued on this? The Rav's father. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik held, if you miss the first night and you said HaKel HaKadosh, you have to go back. He argued on the Mishabur. He argues on the Rav Moshe. He argued on Rav Abba Mipasvila. That's who the Chai Adam quotes, Rav Abba Mipasvila. So, Lamaisa, what do we do, Allah Lamaisa? I think you could be Mekel. But try not to use your machzor, focus on the machzor, make sure you get it right, that you don't make that mistake. But I have to tell you that this notion of not mentioning chait on Rosh Hashanah is very critical. Because again, as we mentioned on Thursday, Rosh Hashanah is not about who? It's not about us. Who's it about? Coronating Hashem, making him the king. You don't do al-chait or Hashem that's focusing on us. Do you know the Vilna Gaon? In Eretz Yisrael, and most of the yeshivas followed the Nuschah Grah, they skipped the line Avinu Malkeinu, Chatanu Lefanecha. We don't in America. But the bottom line is that is the concept in Rosh Hashanah. Concept on Rosh Hashanah is not about us, it's about proclaiming Hashem as the king. Why do you do Tashlich? Let's close with this. What's Tashlich all about? We throw our sins into the river. We're mentioning our sins. But it's in the backdrop of what? What does the Gemara say in Hurrius?
They're coronated kings by the water.
Excellent. Excellent, Noah. We anoint the kings. They used to pour oil on the kings by rivers. Why? To give a bracha to the king that his kingdom should what? His reign should spread like the waters. So we bless Hashem, the King of Kings, that his malchus is never ending. It's all over the world. So it's also related to what? This notion of coronation. And when do we do Tashlich? On Yom Sheni. We do it on Yom Sheni. And you shouldn't go there to socialize and things like that. So you should just say the whole tefillah of Tashlich, and we do it in a serious way. And let's just close with one last halacha. A lot of people don't know this. We don't say a full hallel. We don't say hallel at all. Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mishnah is talking about Temel Mishira. The books of life and death are open. You're saying what? Shira? Gemara says, Nirkan Daf Yudamaf. That's why we don't say hallel. It's too scary of a time. It's a toned down simcha. And therefore, Lo Yochel Kol Safam. The Machaber says, don't eat to your heart's desire. If you normally eat 5 helpings of a Yontif meal, eat only 4. If you normally eat 3, eat 2. If you normally eat 2, eat 1. Don't eat to your heart's desire. On Sukkot, on Pesach, on Shavuos, that's fine. On Rosh Hashanah, though, it's a trepidation.
Yom Kippur,
you can't eat at all. Yom Kippur, you can't eat at all. But Rosh Hashanah, lo yochlu kol safam, don't eat to your heart's desire. Because it's toned down. Because we're bapachad. You have to eat, you have to take care of yourself. But at the same time, it's toned down. So I always tell my wife, I always love her food for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, it's a little bit toned down. I won't have 5, maybe I'll have 4. I really should only have 2 and have 1. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Okay? Kaz are over. Tomorrow we continue business ship. Okay? All right. No, it's okay.